This podcast is brought to you by Australia's LGBTQIA+ community media organisation, Joy. Keep Joy on air by becoming a member, a subscriber, or donate. Head to joy.org.au. Joy, a diverse sound for a diverse community.
Welcome to a Joycast from Joy 94.9. Visit joy.org.au to find out more about our Joycasts.
On Joy Now, Transpositions, a safe place for trans communities, our friends and our allies to share our experiences. We'll discuss our issues, our challenges and our successes. We'll occasionally make you cry and hopefully we'll educate and inspire you. Welcome to Transpositions on Joy 94.9.
You are listening to Transpositions on Joy 94.9. This is Michelle, and we have got a full house here tonight. Joined by Migsy, I think Kurt's floating around somewhere. I've got our guests in the room, and Louise from Around the World in 80 Gays, and my friend Brooklyn, Orange County represent. tonight, we're basically just discussing we're having a sister chat, looking to just get some advice from our sisters, having a bit of a talk to us girls and the boy about some of their advice or maybe around even, I think Brooke and I were having a bit of chat about talking to your sister, you know, like if you're giving your younger sister some advice on what to do with boys or dressing or anything like that. So how are you going tonight, Dahl?
I'm great, thank you.
Okay, girls, you got to get close to the mic. Come on.
I'm doing great. Thank you.
This is Brooklyn's first time on air, actually. So
welcome, Virgin. Brooklyn. Virgins indeed, yes.
How is everyone else going tonight?
Yeah, so it's actually been a pretty cool week, actually. It's like another week gone.
I know.
And it's like, oh, hang on, it's Tuesday night again, and we're back here on Transposition. So it's amazing how quickly things go. I was actually away last show.
So it was all up to Michelle.
Michelle, how did you go last week?
I did fine. It was a good catch up last week. So, yeah. How about you, Kurt? I haven't heard you from you in a while. How are you going?
I'm going good. It's nice to be in the studio tonight. I'm looking forward to tonight's show.
it's very action packed in here tonight.
Yeah,
so.
I was actually going to say, because you were right. We're saying before that the studio is packed because it really is absolutely packed. We've got about 6 bodies actually in here at the moment, which is a bit unusual for us.
Lucky I put deodorant on.
I know, because like you're the only guy in here, like you'd be the one who'd be sweating and smelling.
Stinking,
so
yeah,
it's like you're actually wearing the deodorant tonight, because seriously, Kurt,
the rooster in the hen house here.
Yeah. Oh yeah. Anyway, let's get to business. So what's on for tonight, Michelle?
Okay, so like I was saying earlier, we got some of the girls in here. It's a cis show tonight. One of the things I worry about is how we communicate to the cisgendered. The idea, so everyone understands, cisgendered is someone who is identifying as the gender that they were born with. Nutshell.
If you're born female, you identify with being female, or if you're born male, you identify with being male.
Yeah.
Which is the opposite of being trans.
Exactly. Yeah. And one of the things I find in a lot of my research for looking for the show is that we kind of get off track sometimes. We attack our cisgendered sisters and brothers and make them feel a bit unwelcome or make them uncomfortable. Or they love to go and say, oh, I'm like, I had a post that a friend of mine was sending me a video that was online, and they go like, I'm so proud of you. You know, like this is part of you. I'm so glad to be your friend. And but then other people make them feel uncomfortable and actually saying something or giving their opinion. So I wanted to have to give some voices in here. And you're on Transpositions on Joy 94.9. This is Michelle. The whole crew is in tonight. Migsy, Kurt, Andrea on panel. And I've got our 2 guests in here tonight. And Louise coming in from Around the World in 80 Gays. Hello, darling. And my friend Brooklyn from California. Now, tonight we're talking sisters. We're talking about just having a bit of a reality check. I said the girls, don't hold back. Give us your all. Now, Brooklyn, let's have a bit of a chat here, doll. She's a bit scared. It's her first time on air.
She's a bit nervous. She's losing her virginity tonight.
She is.
It's great.
I am. Oh, I just heard a pop.
It's been popped.
So as I've known Brooklyn, God, babe, it's been about, what, a year and a half now?
Yeah, about a year and a half now.
So when I met Brooklyn, I was actually in the very beginning of my transition. So I was, she actually knew me as Daniel before I transitioned to Michelle. And so you've seen me through my whole journey so far to this point. And one of the things I was always curious was how you sort of dealt with, in the beginning, I remember a conversation you said to me, well, how do I call you? What do I call you? Things like that. I'd love to know just your feelings of at that time.
First of all, you're like one of the coolest people I know. And yeah, I don't know. I saw you as a person that I cared about, and I just wanted to make sure that I made you feel comfortable and that I was properly educated with how to refer to you and everything, because I was actually pretty ignorant when it came to trans people. And yeah, so I feel like you were very patient with me and did an excellent job of explaining yourself. And yeah,
awesome. Did you have much exposure yourself growing up around the LGBT community?
I did not. I have two families. Like, my parents split up and both remarried. So actually growing up with my mom and my stepdad, they were, you know, really accepting of everyone. And on the opposite hand, my dad's pretty like homophobic. And so I kind of grew up with both. But no, I didn't actually grow up having any LGBT friends. But like in my adult life, I've actually made more friends. I have...
Did you find there's more exposure here to it, or did you find just as much back in Cali before you left?
There's probably just as much back home. But yeah, I haven't actually had a very close friend besides you.
Yeah.
So yeah.
You're cheating on me?
No, you're my only one and only. Don't worry.
Hello. But this, yeah, I want to understand, like, you know, in terms of trans people that you've had contact with, has there been a great deal of trans people that you've sort of met and had contact with, or has it been really just Michelle and maybe a little bit of me now and then on the odd spattering that we've actually met up?
Yeah. No, Michelle was literally my first
person.
She was my first.
Popped there again as well.
There you go.
Yes. And, so.
What was the hardest in when dealing with the transition? That as friends, what was the hardest thing that you dealt with the whole thing?
I think honestly, the hardest thing to deal with was just your emotions, because I felt for you and everything you were going through. And yeah, I mean, personally, I had no issues. Like, you are you and you're awesome. And,
well, of the things you had sort of heard in the past of people who were transgender, what were some of the things you heard that you were sort of maybe concerns about or had worried about? Or did you hear any negativity that had...
Yeah, definitely. I mean, I actually had no concept of what transgender was versus transsexual, you know, all the different terms. I had no idea. So you were really the first person to kind of explain it to me.
Okay. So you didn't really have any negative that had...
Really, no, not negativity. I just wasn't really exposed to it at all and had, yeah, no idea.
So. Fair enough. Now, Anne Louise.
I'm here.
Yeah. Yay.
Yes,
now,
Michelle.
My lovely co-host on our other show. I definitely will also get your sort of background. I know you identify as bi.
Yep.
You're in a same-sex relationship with your partner. Now, your exposure to trans women, what were some of your first concerns? Like, say, myself coming onto the show, what were some of the stuff you had seen or worried about?
To be honest with you, the first trans person I ever met was when I lived in San Francisco when I was 23. I lived there for 3 months, and I came across a female-to-male trans person who I worked with, who was going through the kind of stage of changing their gender pronoun. And one of the biggest difficulties I had was getting that right and the huge need to not upset him. And I said to him straight away, I said, Slide, I'm going to mess up. Please forgive me if I do. Don't be too hard on me because, you know, I've seen you as one person, then I see you as another person. Please don't be too hard on me if I get it wrong. And that, I think that's probably one of the biggest fears out there for cisgendered people, is that they're going to address you incorrectly. And that might lead to not addressing you in the first place.
That's amazing.
You are on Transpositions on Joy 94.9, and you have Kurt, Michelle, Megan and Andrea on panel. And we've also got two lovely guests who we're calling our sisters for tonight in the studio, Anne Louise and Brooklyn. Now, Anne Louise, we were talking a bit about your preconceptions of trans people and the very first trans person you met.
Yeah.
Before you met, and you met an F2M overseas, did it ever cross your mind that females transitioned to males, or did, when you thought of transgender or transsexual, was it mainly male to female?
No, I've always been open-minded about everything. Clearly, having my own struggles growing up with my sexuality, I was always very open-minded and culturally very alert and precocious about stuff like that. So I never had any preconceptions about anybody, which is quite nice to grow up that way. I guess I'm kind of along the same lines as Brooklyn. I was ignorant, and everybody's ignorant until they understand something and until they explain it. And I think with the first F2M that I met, he was going through a very difficult time at the time, so he wasn't open to sitting down and having the conversation. So I sat in ignorance yet again. Yeah, I could read on the internet, you know, stuff, and it all seemed to be quite confrontational. And I felt like it's never going to get to the point where we can just sit down and have a laugh and sit down. And I understand that he was going through quite a substantial amount of stuff at the time that I couldn't really expect it either. But that was my initial, I guess, exposure to it. And then after that, it kind of went to zero. And then I came to Joy and I met some trans people in Joy.
It's swarming with trans people here.
It's fantastic. I absolutely loved it. And we had Michelle on our show, what would it be, 2 months, 3 months ago now?
Yeah, as a guest.
And there was part of me that was apprehensive, and it's not because I'm in any way prejudiced. I'm not. But I'm also the kind of person that would hate to offend somebody inadvertently and not be told about it. So I had an automatic kind of, oh God, I hope I'm not going to say the wrong thing. I hope I use the correct gender pronoun. All these things, I hope, which I wouldn't probably with anybody else, unfortunately. And it's a preconception I had. I'm guilty of it. But I don't feel guilty over it, I guess, because it's an understandable one. When you're not exposed to something very much, you kind of say, it's kind of like when you meet older people. You know, you go up to an older person, you automatically change your personality to not curse, to not say certain things to them, even though they could be filthy. They could be really cool granny, you know, who wants to have fun with you. But you automatically adjust yourself. And that's what I found myself doing with trans people, which I don't want to do, because it's not just about what your bodies are, it's about what's going on in your head. And that's why when I met you just smashed that to bits for me. And I'm really happy that I met Michelle, because Michelle was like, I screw up on my own pronouns sometimes. I was like, oh my God, really? so if I do, you won't be hard on me. And she was like, no, don't be silly.
I do it as well. I screw up on my own pronouns as well.
I think this is
what cisgender people need to know, that you guys can have fun with that. And I know you've been through a lot.
And look, I get in trouble with people all the time. And I know in our conversation, and I apologize now, but I think in our conversation, I said, I think I said fucking tranny at some point. And and you just looked at me and your eyes went wide and your mouth jawed and you're like, and you hugged me afterward and you're like, thank you.
for making a bit of fun of yourself. Self-deprecation is so important to me as a person. Being Irish, Jesus, self-deprecation is like my number one agenda. And to me, if I'm around people who can't either make fun of me or of themselves, I feel a little bit on edge. And I think having met Michelle, my comfort levels have massively increased. And it's not to do with, it's made me trans blind, Does that make sense?
Yeah, it's
which is exactly what I think you guys want.
Yeah.
You want people to be trans blind and see people for who you
are. Yeah, we just
want
to be people. Yeah. But yeah. I think that sort of it goes back to that Austin Powers movie where, you know, the guy's got a big mole on his face and Austin Powers is going, don't say mole, don't say mole. And it's the only thing that he can say because he's thinking, don't say mole.
Yeah. Exactly.
And see, that's just it. Like, that's what I picked up, you know, Andrea on panel. And that's something Andrea has really popped in my head. And it's about just learning to exist. And I'm not walking around, I'm not wearing trans as a label. It's not my badge. It's I am Michelle. I who I was before is part of who I am now. I'll make fun of myself. I don't care. I'm so down to earth with it. And that's, you know, that's there. That's definitely the message I was trying to make sure people get, is that just have some fun, just be yourself, relax, and we'll get there.
I was going to say one of the most important things is really to just be. Just be a person, and then gender comes after that.
Totally. And that's what people will be attracted to. And I think the fear, what I guess where the isolation comes in from you guys, and look, I get it as well. On a much smaller scale, I will get it as well. I would get people being careful what they say around me because I'm bisexual, for God's sake. You know, it's more about just saying to people, it's okay to have fun with it. Look, yeah, I've been through a bit of stuff. We've all probably been through a bit of stuff in our lives, but, you know, I am who I am. This doesn't define me, you know.
And certainly talking about gender is not taboo.
No.
You know. Maybe talking about people's bits is a bit.
Oh, that is a bit taboo, isn't it?
Taboo, but.
Yeah, that is a bit of a taboo kind of thing, so.
So what was like one of the first questions, like when you talk to someone who's trans, like what was like one of the first questions that sort of pop in your head? Like.
To be honest with you, I'm not going to ask somebody personal questions unless I'm friends with them. But that's not specifically for trans people. That's for anybody.
That's awesome.
You know, I clicked with you pretty much straight away. I could sense that you had had a similar personality to me, so I could be totally in the gutter with you. So I could open up and get intimate with you on that level, and we could have fun with it. But I'm not going to just do that with anybody.
Yeah.
But that's not.
Yeah.
Just because you're trans, I wouldn't do that with anybody. So I'm not going to say, what have you got on your pants, people? You know, if somebody asked me that, I'd be disgusted.
Well, it's always like a really good sort of response you can come up with that. It's just like, well, how about we go find out?
Yeah.
But no, it's like that's the sort of question which you don't really ask or anything else like that.
No, it's rude.
Yeah, it's very rude. But I was actually going to say, talking about questions, this is actually thinking about towards next week's show, is that we want to try and get some questions because on next week's show we've got Dr. Fintan Hart actually coming into Transpositions. And what we're actually looking for people to do in preparation for next week's show is actually send us an email, transpositions@joy.org.au. So if you do have a question that you do want to ask Fintan, just with regards to being a gender psychiatrist, and obviously Fintan's one of the two gender psychiatrists here in Melbourne who help trans people be diagnosed with gender dysphoria. If you do have questions, we'd really like to hear from you. So if you can actually send us an email, transpositions@joy.org.au. Also, if you want to also ask a question or leave a comment on our Facebook page as well, we're really happy to get that as well.
Yeah, I also just want to do a quick shout out to Michael Stewart. Jody has sent us a message saying that you're a listener every week, so thank you very much for listening to the show. You're listening to Transpositions on Joy 94.9, and I'm Kurt, and I'm joined by Michelle, Megan, Andrea on panel, and our two lovely guests, Anne Louise and Brooklyn. Now, Anne Louise, you were talking before about having Michelle on your show on Joy, which is on just before our show at 9 o'clock tonight. Was there anything that you felt was common among trans people? Say, were you worried if Michelle came onto your show and started playing the victim and ranting about how it's so offensive that people get her gender wrong? Or were you worried about sort of a bit of a victim mentality coming on your show?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Absolutely. And it wasn't until she opened her mouth that I realised that this is not the way it's going to go in the slightest.
Yeah.
And I think one of the strengths that Michelle has is her ability to not focus on being trans and focus on being Michelle. And that supersedes everything. All the other, it's as I said, it causes trans blindness. You don't see it because of her forthrightness, you don't notice anymore. You know what I mean? Where what I expected was the first thing to be talking about is the plight Right. And the operations, forthcoming operations, operations that have happened. I'm not saying that it's something that makes me uncomfortable to talk about. I'm hugely interested in anything, really. Particularly, like, I've seen lots of gender reassignment operations, and, you know, it's a very interesting concept to me. But what happens is, I think the preconception I had was that trans people get overly involved in that kind of aspect. And look, I understand you guys are on trans positions. You're here to talk about that sort of stuff, which is totally fair enough.
But the doom and gloom is the put off. You hear a lot of doom and gloom within the trans community. And that's something I've picked up on. And I've picked up on myself within the first year. And Angie has listened to my past podcast shows as well and said, you know, there was a lot of doom and gloom. Mm. You know, the stories go there, especially in your first year. And so I can see all that really pushing people away.
Yeah, but the thing is as well, it's important not to ignore that either. Like, that is a facet of what you're going through that you have to talk about in order to get past it and to self-counsel through that. But I guess a fear from a cisgendered perspective is that that's going to be the overriding dominant part of your personality from now going forward until it comes to a time where you're passing and it's not an issue anymore, and like the trans doesn't even come into it.
And that's a thing, like, yeah, you mentioned passing, and we've hit the nail really on the head. It's
come on, Michelle, spit it out.
Yeah, no, exactly. I've got, like, the words are there. It's the self-acceptance, but having that trans blindness. It's not so much about having the surgeries and doing whatever. It's about your attitude, self-acceptance, and who you are, and to create that trans blindness that they don't see a boy in a dress. They see this woman instead.
And that's hugely to do with your attitude and your personality. That's, it really is.
Because, like, during the whole first year itself, it's really about self-discovery, but also the transition process itself. Lots of stuff really does happen to people during that first year. And it's like, it's not uncommon for trans people to actually go into that narcissistic stage where it's like, everything is about me, going through blah, 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 blah. And, you know, maybe that's initial perceptions that you might have thought about with trans people when they're going through that narcissistic stage of just everything being about them. But is it, from your experience with dealing with Michelle and dealing with other trans people, do you find that once they move past that, it becomes a person, and the person just being themselves and really bringing in that trans blindness?
100%. And look, it was the same when I was coming out as well. Like, I didn't come out till I was 30. Mm. And, you know, because for me it was very difficult coming out as bi, because it's a tricky one to explain to people, particularly bloody 72-year-old people.
Like, you know, so you like your cake and you're eating it too?
Exactly. And that's what you get. And it's like, well, if you can have either, why wouldn't you choose the easy road? Yeah. And I get what they're saying. Mm. Why wouldn't you choose the easy road? You can have kids easily, la 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 la. And I'm like, well, because I fell in love with a woman. End of story. And sometimes, you know, you kind of go through that. Is this really a thing? Am I going through what I'm doing? I quite fancy her and I quite fancy him. Oh God, what am I? You know, we all go through that kind of doubt phase.
So you get a taste of what the hell we're going through.
Yeah, look, it's the scale is very different because there's lots of other factors, like day-to-day life. I can, you know, I'm cisgendered. I'm lucky enough to be cisgendered, and my day-to-day, people don't, I don't just talk about, like, hi, I'm a woman. Hello, everybody. I'm a woman. You know, it doesn't come into the conversation where you guys kind of have to defend that a little bit and that sort of stuff. So, yeah, you know, people are understanding of what you're going through as well. And I like to think that the majority of people who come across as perhaps a little bit bigoted or standoffish, it's really not about a vicious thing. It really is an ignorance driven emotion, and it being phobia.
Yeah, and this is something you and I were talking about earlier, Brooklyn, where you know, you said that everyone's slipping mics around the room. Sorry.
They're slipping everywhere.
Sharing is caring.
Exactly. And we were saying, I asked you earlier about what it was that sort of helped, and you're mentioning things about my not freaking out over misgendering and stuff.
Yeah, you were just very open and every time I made a mistake, which I don't think was very often, I think I did pretty good, you were just really understanding about it. And from the very beginning, just open with, you know, what you're going through and, yeah, just being accepting in general.
I think I remember our first conversation about, like, the name thing.
Yeah.
And it was, like, the moment that I did that first conversation. And I'm like, she was like, I think I'll put you in as Daniel. And then it was like, oh, it's the Michelle. And then it was, and like, it was this fumbling. And I'm like, okay, look, do whatever you want to do, whatever you're comfortable with. Well, I'll just do Michelle. Okay, you define, just do Michelle. That's up to you. I'll let you just figure that out. Yeah.
Well, Brooklyn, actually, I wanted to ask, what was it like for you? Because you'd known Michelle prior to transition. So when Michelle, if she did correct you, what was that like for you when that actually did happen? So it's like, oh, hang on, I've gone and labeled you incorrectly or named you incorrectly or I've used the wrong pronoun. What was that like? Because you basically saw Michelle transition from as to how she was previously as a male or presenting as male to eventually now presenting as female. Was it hard to sort of get your mind around that and then go and correct yourself when things happened?
Yeah, and I actually met Michelle like right when she started transition. Yeah. So I think that it was a little different for me because I hadn't known her for years. And I don't know. I think, yeah, it wasn't.
I think the thing that made us really come closer as friends, what I really picked up on, this was my decision in my transition ever since the beginning with everybody, was I never corrected anyone. I never said, I'm she. I never said, damn it, my name's Michelle.
Yeah.
I never enforced it. I let people transition with me. And I said, this is a transition not for myself, but for everyone else as well.
Yeah.
And I let Brooklyn do her own thing, like, and transition herself into our friendship. And which has really brought us even closer. You're listening to Transpositions on Joy 94.9. This is Michelle, joined by Kurt, Migsy, and Andrea on panel. Our guests, Anne Louise and Brooklyn, today, we're having us sisters hanging out with us today. We have received an email. Oh, this is going to spark some conversation, I think. You were all just talking about misgendering and worrying about getting labels wrong. So could I make a tiny suggestion? You referred to your listeners as a guys, but I'm sure all of your listeners aren't male. I'm not, and have been, and I hate being addressed as though I am. I know that the term was used inclusively and to mean all your listeners, but that just normalizes masculinity and maleness over anyone who isn't those things. That said, fabulous show, and I'm really enjoying it. I listen every week. Lots of love. This is from Hannah.
Yeah, that's actually a really good and really interesting question or a statement that Hannah's actually going to make, because she's right. You know, saying guys is really being quite normalized. It's really being something that everyone says, like, hey, guys, let's talk about this. But really it infers that, or really sort of cements that sort of patriarchal society where everything's based around men. Why don't we just say, hey, girls, let's talk about this? It's like, if you say to guys like that, hey, you know, or to men, say, hey, girls, it you know, in one sense, it actually emasculates men, whereas it's okay to do that to women, but it's not okay to do it to men. It's like,
and I think this is where things get touchy, and this is where, you know, and it is apologizing to anyone when we accidentally do those things. But the problem is it's coming up. It's relearning the language of how to go and address. And it's just things we've just sort of learned. And I know I've heard you say guys so many times.
I say it. Look, I plead guilty to that. I do it all the time. But it's just something intrinsically and instinctively you just go and do it because it's just a normalized part of society and communication. But, you know, Hannah actually raises a really good point.
Yeah.
She really, really does.
She does, but look, on this show we try to include everyone, and I honestly don't see what's wrong with normalizing masculinity. I don't see what's wrong with maleness.
Because you're a guy.
Yeah.
No, well,
but, you know, each to their own. If you prefer to be female, then great. If you prefer to be male, then great.
But this also comes back to, you know, developing, I guess, maybe a little bit of a thicker skin as well, and that's what the idea of getting us into this sort of conversation and bringing the girls in to say, hey, you know, you need to just... You said it perfectly earlier, Annalise. I'm trying to think of what you said.
Well, and that's the thing, you know, I think probably talking about thicker skins, it's like sometimes we look at things which are said by people who actually are trans advocates, but at the same time, we can easily shoot those people down for saying things. Who's, you know, someone who's out there to support trans people is like, how does that work? Hmm. You know, it's just like, You know, it's quite often we see stories about TV shows and those kinds of things, or movies where there's a character who's trans, but a trans actor is actually not selected for the role. Or maybe that's because there wasn't the right talent to actually fit that role. I don't know.
And we're all trans here. We would love to see someone trans play those roles.
Absolutely. Yeah,
no problem. But the thing is, I get to as well, is there was a snippet running around on Facebook that Ellen had done an interview with the writer and creator of Transparent.
So that's Jules Holloway?
Yeah, yeah.
Yep.
And I thought it was a brilliant piece. And I've seen many different people look at it in many different ways. Mm-hmm. But my big argument in all of this is there's this whole what about me? Well, you know, everyone wants to be represented a certain way. Mm-hmm. And unfortunately, we just got to find a kind of a middle ground in all this. And this is a new language. You know, you get into theys, you get into changing a he to she, you're getting to, and we need to just let people learn the language.
Well, yep. Yeah. And make mistakes.
Exactly.
You know, and not
and ask questions.
Yeah,
well.
And ask like questions, exactly.
Shit happens, really, yeah. It does. it is up
but
to
if
nine.
You, if you are confused about whether to call someone he or she, ask them.
Yeah. What pronouns do you prefer?
Yeah, exactly. There's no problem in asking them. Yeah.
Can I ask a question? Do you guys like when people ask you, or does it offend you that people would see that you're transgendered? Like if you're going through the first year of your transition, where your assigned gender is still
showing,
it's just still there, still present, but your signs of your transitioned gender are coming through as well. Would you appreciate somebody asking you that question?
Absolutely. Look, for my day job, I actually do travel around the country a fair bit. And I had, there's an airline which I won't talk about, I won't name. I did fly with them exclusively quite often with work. And I got with a situation where with my boarding passes that I was given, I wasn't comfortable with the Mr. being on there. So I'd cross it out and I'd put Miss or some or Mrs. or something like that. And every time I actually showed the boarding pass to my to the crew when I was actually checking on or going onto the plane, they'd say, oh, hi, Mr. Smith, blah, 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 blah. It's just like, no, I'm not a mister. It's like, yeah, it'd be really, really nice if there are signs that someone's going to cross out a mister on a boarding pass. It's really suggesting, you know what, I'm not a guy, but even though I physically might have looked like a guy or semi-presenting male at that point in time, it's like it really plays on your mind and you really don't like it. And it's like you're trying to give a cue to someone that, yeah.
But how would you feel if somebody didn't understand why you did that? And asked you, how would you feel? Genuinely, how would you
absolutely.
Feel? Would it be upsetting? I'm sure it would.
Of course it'd be upsetting because, you know, average person very rarely encounters someone who's transgender because there's such a low proportion of people who are trans or at least have transitioned or are transitioning that people actually normally encounter and deal with on a regular basis. So,
look, yeah. And this is where I never took offense to it. Yeah. I had friends of ours who run a studio that my kids go to, dancing studio. And I walk in, they still, oh, hey, Daniel, hey, Daniel, hey, Daniel, no problem. Daniel, 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 all the time. One day at the end of the trial dance bit, the one lady pulled me aside and she goes, Daniel, can I chat with you real quick? And I'm like, yeah, sure, no worries. And I was, you know, you could see I was just a mixed gendered. I was a mixed unit walking around. And she goes, and we sat next to each other. She put her hand on my leg and she's like, she goes, I can see what you're going through. And I'm just really curious where you're going with this and what you'd like to be called. And I said, well, look, I said, it's up to you. I'm not going to flip out. You know, just, I am changing. It's going to be Michelle. But do it in your own sort of time. And she goes, no, I appreciate that. Thanks, Michelle. Yeah. I'll talk to you later.
That was really brave of her. I would think twice before doing that. Even though I'm as open minded as I am, I would think twice
but
about
it comes
doing that.
Down.
But I'm not invited either.
No.
And you need to invite people to ask you, to be open to be asked. And so, see, this is. I know it kind of keeps harping back to Michelle, but the way Michelle presented as an open person, I'm talking personality, gender aside, personality, I knew I could ask. I knew I could ask how things were. And, you know, we talk about, you know, what's happening in your past. Like, I can talk to Michelle about that stuff and Michelle will happily talk to me about it. Because I'm interested, Michelle's interested.
I think that's actually a really good point that, you know, we should actually be more comfortable, actually talk to cisgender people about saying, hey, this is what's going on with me. It's cool. No, nothing's, there's no harsh issues or anything else like that. You are listening to Transpositions on the lovely Joy 94.9. And we're finishing up our show, unfortunately.
Oh, yeah. Well, the last thing I was going to throw in there was, it reminded me of a story that I remember going to the Greyhound with my boss and some friends. And we actually had this person outside of our group come in. And the whole time she was going, well, he said this and he said that and he said, am I boss? I didn't say nothing. I didn't have to correct anyone. I didn't do anything. My boss was looking at me the whole time going, "What?" Like, she just did it. She just did it again. Then, oh, she fucking did it again. And I'm standing there. I'm drinking a beer. I didn't have to say nothing. I didn't have to do nothing. You know, it's just.
Yeah. And I think being a friend of yours, we just tend to get a little bit protective just automatically. And I mean, we're talking about not getting defensive and things like that, but I think being so open and kind-hearted, it's hard for your friends to see someone treating you not how you're supposed to be treated, I guess. So, yeah.
And that gets us probably, you know, and that's again, breaking down that barrier in Louise and so people can get a bit closer and bring you in. So. Yeah, no, definitely. Thank you, everyone, for listening tonight.
Yeah.
If you missed out on tonight's show, we do have our podcast. You can get it on the Apple iTunes store on the podcast. You can also get us on joy.org.au/transpositions, where we can download them there as well. If you have trouble listening to us, you can also listen to us via the app, via the Play Store or the Apple iTunes store as well. All right, guys.
So what I was also going to say as well, don't forget next week we are going to be talking to the lovely and wonderful Dr. Fintan Hart. So if you do have questions for Fintan, please send them through to us at transpositions@joy.org.au so we can ask that to Fintan. Also, you can also leave the message on our Facebook page as well. And once again, we'll ask that question to Fintan. So
thank you very much, Anne Louise and Brockwood, for coming in tonight. It's been fantastic talking to you.
You're welcome.
Thanks,
and
guys.
Thank you for your messages tonight. It's been a great show.
Yeah.
All right, coming up next, we have Sci-Fi and Scream with Sonia.
Absolutely.
Hello, Sonia. She's waving to us.
She's waving. Sonia's awesome.
All right, thank you, everybody. You have a lovely evening. See you next week.
You've been listening to Transpositions. We love your feedback. And if you want to share your own story, email us during the week. transpositions@joy.org.au or contact us via social media. You'll find all the links at joy.org.au/transpositions. Thank you for listening to Transpositions on Joy 94.9.
You can find more Joycasts and show blogs. Go to joy.org.au.
Thanks for listening to another Joy podcast brought to you by Australia's LGBTQIA+ community media organisation, Joy. Help us keep Joy on air. Head to joy.org.au. Joy, a diverse sound for a diverse community.